How about those Brewers? I am so excited. I can't remember ever being so excited about a baseball season. This is great stuff. It's our city. It's our team. The guy in charge out there, Rick Schlesinger, the president of baseball operations, is with us live this afternoon. Rick, it's so good always to talk to you. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Happy to be on, John.
Hey, we're going to talk about playoff tickets and the plan and all that stuff in a second. But first, I got to get your comment on something that happened last night. And we're only teasing Mark Tauscher here because he's been talking about it all day over here at our radio station. So I know you're at all the games. You eat your hot dog. You do your thing. Let me ask you before I play this clip, did you see the first pitch last night?
I most certainly did.
Oh, we knew it.
I'm sorry about that. Mark Tauscher bounces the ball. I mean, it's like only halfway to home plate when it bounces. We asked Tausch about it. Listen to what he had to say, Rick.
So here's the deal. Obviously, if you're looking at it from a baseball perspective, it went miserably. I can't sit here and tell you that it went great. But I've chosen kind of in life, especially in my last couple of years here, to try to look at things from a positive point of view.
And lean into it, man.
After I threw it, obviously it bounced, but it was one of the longest hops without taking a second bounce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's very cricket.
Well, Rick, I suppose that's one way to spin it. Give us your take on the Mark Tauscher first pitch.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to watch that and not think what the heck was going on because, you know, I guess he picked the right sport because he was a great football player. But, that was something. I did not expect that. I saw that and I just cringed for him. But
so he,
to his defense, he tried to do the best he can with some little cricket analogy there. It doesn't work for me. That was just an awful throw. I think he's got to own it. I think we're going to have him come back.
Redemption.
And you know what? Redemption, because, boy, he cannot, with that legacy, he cannot undermine his entire career with that pitch because that thing's gone viral. It was truly awful, but I will invite him back and we'll try to make amends.
That's fantastic. I think that's
glad.
A great idea.
I'm glad it was him.
Hey, the big news today, Rick, is that the individual postseason tickets we now know will go on sale next Tuesday, 1 week for today. People need to get ready to get this done. Tell us the details. What do we know about those individual postseason tickets?
Yeah, so next Tuesday, starting at 10 a.m., we're going to make single-game tickets available for the first round of the postseason. So obviously, season ticket holders and people who have signed up for 2026 season tickets are getting advanced opportunities to purchase strips or multiple games for postseason at reduced prices. But for fans who are looking just for individual games, starting next Tuesday, they'll have that opportunity for the first round. And again, we're expecting a long, healthy run in October, but it starts with the first round, and you got to continue to win. But we're excited to know that we're in the postseason, trying to figure out who we're going to play, when we're going to play, what round. But in the meantime, we'll make those tickets available starting next Tuesday at 10 o'clock by phone, by online, and at the ticket office windows.
And Rick, it's a great way to secure all rounds of the 2025 postseason and next season.
Yeah, if you want to ensure your access to all rounds of postseason for 2025, the best thing for you to do is to sign up and purchase a 2026 season ticket plan. There are many different plans starting at 20 games all the way to full seasons. And obviously, the larger the plan you purchase, the better access and the more ticket opportunities you do get for the postseason. So absolutely a lot of opportunities. But again, if somebody is not a season ticket holder for next year, single game tickets starting for the round one, next Tuesday is the best opportunity to start buying.
Oh, this is a great way to get things done. You get all of next season. You get the postseason this year. And we're in the home stretch, Rick, and there's still a couple of series left at home. What are the highlights of what's left at home during the regular season?
Yeah, we've got two more games against the Angels tonight and tomorrow night. Then we go on the road for St. Louis and San Diego, come back for the final three home games against the Reds. We've got Fan Appreciation Night on September 27. That's always a very popular game. We're giving away a car, giving away a lot of autograph items. 30,000 fans will get a cool Brewers tumbler. All fans will get a voucher for an opportunity to get free tickets for next year. So a lot of prizes, a lot of fun things. And again, the fan support this year has been fantastic. Crowds have been incredible. We'll probably have 24 sellouts this year, which is the most since 2011. So again, this is a way for us to thank the fans. And again, we're expecting and hoping for a lot of October baseball. So this is Fan Appreciation Day for the regular season, and hopefully we have a lot of fan appreciation opportunities for the postseason.
Well, and Rick, I also want to say I appreciate you, especially last night when we had the Miz t-shirts come out, 10,000 given away to the first 10,000 fans. And on the left shoulder is a tulip, and it's special to the Miz, and it's special to me. It's for Parkinson's awareness. His dad has Parkinson's disease, and so does my husband. He has young onset. So I think that's just a fabulous way to show the character and personal stories of your players.
Well, thank you very much. And obviously, Miz deserves the credit because he takes this very seriously, and he has done a number of things for the foundation here in town. And this is a guy at a very young age who understands that, you know, being a professional athlete gives you, you know, responsibilities to your community and give you opportunities to, you know, enlarge a message. And what he's doing in helping raising funds for Parkinson's is fantastic. And anything we can do to support him and his efforts, we want to do. And it's a great story, and he's a great kid. And obviously, we have a lot of hopes for him for, you know, both on the field success and his continued efforts to fight this disease.
Yeah, for sure. Rick, it still feels like the Brewers are overlooked. I don't know. People still talk about the Dodgers and the Phillies lineup. There's no real buzz about a top candidate for the Cy Young or the MVP. Is that extra motivation for the guys? Does that matter at all, or does it bond them more tightly? Because, look, we're a team here in Milwaukee. What does any of that mean to you or to the team?
Yeah, you know, I think more than the other teams, this is, you know, we're a collection of guys who think team first, individual award second. There's no question. If you're a player, you wanna win the MVP, you wanna win the Cy Young, you wanna win the Gold Glove, you want the honors, and there's no shame in saying I like those things, but that's not what motivates these guys. And Pat has them playing as a team, and you see that just, you know, they'll give up an out to move a runner over. It's all about team performance. If a guy has a four-hit game but we lose, he's very upset. If we guy goes 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts and we win, he's happy. It's all about what's best for the team. It's this sort of mentality of, you know, let's look at the larger picture. We've got larger goals. It's a very tough business, Major League Baseball, and there's a lot of games and a lot of things can go sideways during the course of a season. You got to suffer through, you know, slumps and injuries and just, you know, heartbreaks. But there's a lot of magic left to happen, and I think these guys really are sniffing it. And, you know, we want to win this division, and the Cubs are playing really good baseball right now. So if we win the division, we'll have earned it. We won't have backed into it. And, you know, winning the division almost guarantees us a first-round bye, so we avoid the wildcard round, get into the first round, and, again, first step of a multi-step journey to ultimately winning the World Series.
You got that right. He is Rick Schlesinger, the president of the Milwaukee Brewers. Individual postseason tickets go on sale 1 week from today at 10 a.m. Buy the 2026 season ticket membership, and then you have access to all of the postseason. Rick, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.